Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Content System for Growth podcast. My name is Michelle, and I'm so happy to have you here. Have you ever wondered how some content creators consistently publish great content week after week? They make it look effortless, am I right? Well, you're not alone. Maintaining consistent content was a major challenge that I too faced in my business. Believe it or not, there was a time when I went over a year without publishing a single piece of content on my website. It wasn't until I actually decided that there had to be a better way. It had to be easy. That's when I started experimenting to find what actually would work for me. Then I set a goal. I was determined to become a consistent content creator. No more excuses. My goal was not only to be consistent, but to also enjoy the content creation process. I know, big goals, am I right? For you, all you inconsistent content creators out there. But this is where goal mapping came into play for me. Goal mapping means you're creating a mind map. I sometimes do this on paper, or I also use MindMeister when I need a digital approach. My method really depends on my day. Like if I'm feeling super distracted, I'm just going to grab a piece of paper and pen and head to the sofa. If I'm focused, I'm fine working in my office and using my computer and the tool, like I said, that's MindMeister. Ask yourself, what would make content creation easy, and write down every thought. Don't dismiss any ideas. Capture everything that could make creating content feel effortless for you. For me, it was all about developing a checklist, and this checklist outlined all the steps needed to create one piece of content. I used this checklist repeatedly, refining it as needed, and it made the process feel so much easier. So what's your easy button? We all have that thing that just tips the scales and makes everything so much easier for us to do. When you're unsure, just go ahead and ask yourself, if I did know, what would make this easier? What would it be? What is it that would make it easier? Just ask yourself, let your mind try and come up with a solution for you. Perhaps creating a system is right for you as well. Maybe you need to have dedicated days, or you need to create a retreat to produce content. I found that there are times when content creation comes really natural to me. Like today is a great example. This is my third podcast that I've written and recorded in a single day. Last Friday, I tried to do the same thing, and it took me a whole entire day to write one script and record one podcast because I was so distracted and my creativity was just not there. So, do you have a time when content creation just comes naturally to you? Do you know what those best days are? Do you know what that best time of the month is? If not, begin by tracking those productivity periods that you have. This is a vital action that will help you with your goal mapping. So it should actually be an action item on your goal mapping when you're mapping it all out, because it is critical to figure out when you are at your best, because content creation will be so much faster, I promise you. How often can you realistically commit to publishing content? This is something else I want you to put on your mind map or your goal map for being a consistent content creator. How often can you actually commit to putting content out there? Monthly, weekly? You really need to determine what works best for you. How often can you realistically commit to publishing content? This isn't about going all in, like I said, or giving up. It's about finding what is a realistic schedule for someone like yourself who is very busy and might not enjoy creating content yet. Remember, the yet is a very important key to that. Even if you could just commit to publishing one piece of content consistently, like once a month, you put out one piece of content, that's better than being sporadic with it. People will know that you're consistently just put out a piece of content once a month so they won't go looking every week for a piece of content from you because they know what your schedule is. That's important to have. People like to have that consistency and reliability. So as you build your routine, you can adjust your schedule. Remember, nothing is set in stone, friend. You determine what you can commit to right now at this time and decide whether you need external accountability or if your self-accountability is good enough for you. You need to know if you need outside accountability or if you're an inside accountability person. Now, what else should be on your goal map for your consistent content creation? What's your goal for generating ideas? Like, how will you determine what qualifies as a good idea? Like, these are all things that you want to map out because they're all actions that you need to take in order to come to the end goal, which is being a consistent content creator. So it may seem silly to you, but these are really things that you need to either decide on or do in order to become this new person. We all have dreams and aspirations, but often we get caught up in the daily grind and we use that as an excuse to lose sight of our goal. We use that as an excuse to put our goals on the back burner and say, I just don't have time for that. You do. You have time for whatever you make time for. But if you don't enjoy the process of creating content, I can guarantee you that's a hurdle that you need to overcome in order to not put it on the back burner. Remember, you are not a consistent content creator yet. That's so important to remember. This is why goal mapping is essential because it's a powerful tool that helps you stay focused and motivated on your path to consistency. So by breaking your goals into small, manageable steps, you can create a clear roadmap for achieving them. With goal mapping, you'll be able to visualize the process, track your achievement, and stay on course. Even when things arise, even when you don't want to, you will have it there. You'll know exactly what you need to do because you've already mapped it out with your date on a calendar. Because as you develop your goal map, keep asking yourself, what else? What else? What else? And you continue asking yourself, what else? What else? What else? Until you can't think of anything anymore. Then you have everything you need for your goal mapping. And friends, if you have duplicates, that's fine. That's just simply highlighting what's important to you and should not be overlooked. Once you have your mind map or your goal mapping all done, then you take and set your date and your milestone. So you group your similar tasks together, which more than likely is already done for you because that is how you do a mind mapping. Everything that's the same is grouped together on one little spoke or one little line on your mind map. And you're going to take all of those tasks and you're going to organize them into cards in Asana or Trello or whatever project management system you use. Or if you prefer something more tangible, like you want to physically hold something in your hands, write it all out on index card. Every single one of those tasks or those groups of tasks would be what I would ask you to do instead of every single task, because that would be a lot of like your little buckets on your index cards. And the same thing with those index cards that you will do with your Asana or Trello cards is you're going to rearrange them as needed. You're going to figure out the dates and the milestones. So what are the specific milestones for each one of those? So those buckets that you have, you want to find your dates and set your date and your milestones. Think about working backwards. So if you're goal mapping and you're going to be you're going to do all of these things within 6 months, if you're going to give yourself 6 months, you have to decide on your time frame. Like, what's reasonable for you to have this specific goal and make it achievable for you? Okay, that might have been a little bit wordy. So hopefully you picked up what I was laying down. Okay, well, let's just wrap this up since I think I've said enough here today. I hope that you found this to be insightful into your goal mapping and helpful so that you're able to tackle that content creation challenge that I know that you're probably experiencing. I know I experienced it for myself, and it's something that you can overcome because, friend, remember, you are not a consistent content creator yet, but you will be. I know you will be. Remember, the key to success is starting small and building from there. Happy goal mapping, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.